What is something you do to protect yourself? I mean, I can think of specific things. To protect myself when I'm walking down the street at night, sometimes I
I
hold my
try
keys.
to hold my keys in my hand when I'm going home alone at night.
When I'm walking home or somewhere else late at night, I call one of my friends to stay on the phone with them just because it makes me feel safer.
I try not to walk with earphones in or any sort of depletion of my senses.
To protect myself, I will use a big, thick, woolly scarf.
To protect myself.
In the literal sense, I trained in Kyokushin karate and taekwondo for several
I
years.
sometimes put on a face, a don't fuck with me face.
I keep my eyes always attentive, and I walk straight in the street and I look straight ahead to look stronger.
I lock the doors when I get home.
You mean on a purely physical level? I lock my doors and windows.
I have a savings account and I trust very few people.
Once, when I was 13, 14 years old, I remember I was on a bus and I saw somebody blink. And every time he blinked, his eyes would be looking in a different direction. And it looks very threatening. I don't mean to look threatening, but I think that's the best. It's like nature's way of saying don't touch, right? We throw up our feathers so that we look bigger than we are. I do the blinking thing. I know how to make it clear to somebody that I have seen them and that I could describe them in a lineup. This has served me well so far. Somebody tried to mug me once and I told them to go away and they did.
As a transgender woman, I kind of have to live up to certain gender norms and almost have to overcompensate and exceed them in order for me to quote unquote pass in this society. So something I do to protect myself every morning is I do something really simple. I put on lipstick. It's kind of terrible that I have to do that, but at the same time, I have to survive. I have to live. And lipstick's pretty cool.
To protect myself, I unwaveringly insist on men who have sex with me to wear condoms.
I don't hook up to protect myself emotionally.
I will not go for things so I don't get hurt.
I don't let people see me vulnerable.
No, I guess I protect myself physically from getting intimate with people because I don't want to be hurt again.
On an emotional level, I kind of block out unpleasant thoughts.
I withdraw from people when I feel insecure.
I protect myself sometimes by being overly intellectual.
What is something you do to protect yourself?
Lie.
How do you lie?
Presenting myself as something that I'm not.
Well, like I said before, humor.
Oh my God, I use humor as a defense mechanism.
Jokes instantly cuts the tips, the points of the sharp edges off of things.
I can self-deprecate because it's the idea of like, I can make fun of myself first and like, so you can't. So it becomes a form of self-defense.
It's a way of coping by not really dealing with the reality of what something is.
I can build multiple walls of referential humor to keep myself at guard.
It's protection. It's like covering everything in a coat of wax. Suddenly you can pick up knives and scissors by the wrong end and you won't cut yourself.
To protect myself mentally and spiritually,
I meditate.
I look at art.
I ask for advice.
I forgive.
I look at myself in the mirror. And I tell myself, you're strong. You've got this.